Hola. Sure. Give me 6 minutes.
Trinity Machining.
Hey, is Norm there?
Speaking.
Oh, hey, Norm. Yes. This is... Huh?
This is me, yeah. Who's this?
Oh, this is Jaw with Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm sorry, who?
Jaw with Bank of Cardiff? You probably don't remember talking to me.
No, I don't. I'm sorry.
we spoke at, like, first quarter of this year, and basically I'm calling from Bank of Cardiff. We're a private business bank. We do equipment financing and working capital.
Okay.
I spoke with you briefly first quarter, but you told me to check back with you towards the fourth quarter, because that's usually when you do your financing.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to see if there's anything in your pipeline where you might need some financing.
I don't think so, actually. It's hard to say. Right now, I think...
Mm-hmm.
The elections are so dramatic one way or other, I think.
I know.
That I won't make a decision on anything like that until that's over. So, I mean, not to stretch you out here, but...
Yeah, no worries.
Probably have to call me after November 8th.
No worries.
I think if Trump gets elected, you know, it looks like tax cuts and, you know, business growth and this. And with Hillary, I'm looking at our tax burden that's going to increase, you know, so it's a big difference between the two. So
yeah.
I wouldn't make a decision. But if Trump gets elected, we might buy a machine afterwards. You know?
Oh, okay, because it's going to be cutting taxes for you guys.
I'm sorry?
Because he would be cutting taxes for business owners.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, drastic. And, you know, business will go up. It's a, I mean, it's economics 101. And
I think
Hillary is just going to raise taxes. I mean, we looked at her website, and it shows that our tax burden will go up, you know, for the business. 10,
oh, yeah, they have that
fax
checking or the little thing where you can plug in some stuff.
Yeah, you know, they say it won't change for people making anything less than $250,000, but I think that doesn't apply when you own a business. You know, it still affects your small business. It's going to go up, you know, because you get into a higher corporate tax bracket.
Yeah, and they'll close out loopholes and stuff like that.
Exactly, so then we'll get screwed, and then I can't afford to buy a machine.
Yeah. Well, what type of machine were you?
Not to make it about politics, but it is.
No worries. You'll be surprised. You know, a lot of business owners are on the same boat with you. You know, where they don't want to pull the trigger until then. But what type of machine would you be looking at if you were to buy one?
You know, CNC machines like we have right now.
Oh, okay, like a lathe or.
We have seven of them already, but we could use another one potentially.
Oh, okay. You have seven of them already.
Yeah.
But wow.
They're paid for now, so no more financing on those. Yeah.
Would you just be adding on, or would you be, like, replacing the older one?
Adding on.
Adding on. Oh, okay. You have some projects coming up where you need more machines?
Well, we have certain jobs that bottleneck a machine or two, and so if we had a different machine, we could free up that. We were just talking about it yesterday, but, again, I need to know what's going to happen first.
Right. Exactly.
So
and those are, I mean, they're
give
expensive, too.
Give me a call in a couple months.
Okay,
you know,
sure.
If you give me a call, like, after November 8th, before December, you know, because that would be a good time to pull the trigger.
Yeah.
Because you get the tax write-offs for this year still.
Sounds good. I will call you then. Well, do you have an email? I can just send you my contact.
Yeah, norm@trinitymachining.com.
Trinitymachining.com. Machining, right?
Yeah, machining, yeah.
.com. Okay, perfect. I'll send you a note, and I will follow up with you second week of November.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
Bye.